This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. An announcement yesterday by the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. noted a sea change in position by the Bush administration on independent contractors in Iraq. Five Blackwater guards were indicted for the deaths of 17 Iraqis.
None of the victims of this shooting was armed. None of them was an insurgent. Many were shot while inside civilian vehicles that were attempting to flee from the convoy. One victim was shot in the chest while standing in the street with his hands up. Another was injured from a grenade fired into a nearby girls' school.
That's U.S. Attorney Jeff Taylor. Blackwater has maintained that their guards were acting in self-defense. For more, we're joined now by Ginger Thompson, a New York Times reporter who's been covering the story. Good morning and welcome, Ginger.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
The announcement of this 35-count indictment, it really stirred or noted a different position. Why now?
Well, I think that's the big question. You know, when the Bush administration launched its war against Iraq, it used an unprecedented number of private security contractors in the war zone and pretty much sent them there without establishing rules to cover their actions there. In fact, the Coalition Provisional Authority, which had been established by the United States immediately after the invasion, granted immunity to most contractors stationed in Iraq. And so yesterday's indictments are, in fact, the government's first test of its authorities to hold these contractors accountable for crimes committed in overseas.
And that's really a critical component here as to whether or not the U.S. government can actually prosecute these independent contractors. The law is unclear. Explain that.
The law remains unclear. In 2000, government passed the Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act, which has been used to prosecute military personnel overseas. But that law does not cover contractors like those who are working for Blackwater and Nicer Square because they were assigned to the State Department. And so there have been attempts since then by Congress to close that loophole and to pass amendments to the MEJA, as it's called, to cover contractors working for other government agencies. In 2004, there was an amendment passed that held accountable private contractors whose work is considered to directly support Pentagon activities. And the prosecutors in this case will argue that that amendment covers these State Department contractors who fired in Nice mm-hmm. Square.
So much, much more to come on this story. And just fascinating that the Bush administration would start prosecuting or trying to prosecute these independent contractors at the 11th hour. Ginger Thompson, New York Times reporter covering this story, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
And, of course, in the new agreement, the new status of forces agreement, there will be no more immunity for these independent contractors in Iraq.
It's been my impression, though, that the Bush administration actually exploits the gray area, the ambiguity in the law.
There's
to
no
have
question.
Contractors doing things that the Army couldn't do.
That's exactly right, because they certainly created the legal framework for it.